Good Morning Pensacola, Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Mr. Speaker, there is evil in this world, and we face it here today. SB 1438 does something very simple. It protects children by defining adult live entertainment and saying that children under the 18 or younger cannot attend those performances, either in private performances or in public performances.
So this is Representative Randy Fine, who's running a couple of the controversial trans-related bills, although he says this one is not specifically geared towards trans issues because it's not mentioned anywhere in the bill. It's the one that everybody knows as the drag show ban for minors.
This bill has absolutely nothing to do with live performances put on by adults, which is 18 and up, for adults. Not only would I not vote for a bill that does that, I wouldn't sponsor one. This bill exclusively deals with performances of an adult nature that children are allowed to attend.
And in case you're wondering what is actually banned for children to be able to come to, and the people who are in trouble in this bill are the ones who admit the children to the performance. So basically the bouncer or the operator of the restaurant or the bar or whatever. It's not if you take somebody to, it's the one who admits you to. Because I guess the premise there is, first of all, we don't want to be charging parents. And second of all, it's the one who is operating the venue that would have the best knowledge of what's going to happen in the venue. So they're responsible for the content not being exposed to kids is kind of the theory of the bill, as I understand it. But I want to play this for you, if only because this was a crucial. This came up previously in conversation about this bill. It's SB 1438. The House is taking up the Senate version. But SB 1438, this is actually what's prohibited.
An adult live performance means any show, exhibition, or other presentation in front of a live audience which in whole or in part depicts or simulates nudity, sexual conduct, sexual excitement, or specific sexual activities as those terms are defined in Statute 847.001, lewd conduct or the lewd exposure of prosthetic or imitation genitals or breasts when it, one, predominantly appeals to a prurient, shameful, or morbid interest, and, not or, and, two, is patently offensive to prevailing standards in the adult community of this state as a whole with respect to what is suitable material or conduct for the age of the child present, and, three, taken as a whole, is without serious literary, artistic, political, or scientific value for the age of the child present. I would argue that is a very high standard for a performance to have to meet.
Yeah, it is, frankly, a very high standard for a performance to have to meet. And the real question on the table is, well, isn't this already prohibited? Like, you can't take a kid to a strip club. Isn't this already prohibited? And it's kind of ironic. We have Good Morning America on in the showroom, right in the studio right now, and they're showing a Megan Thee Stallion video. I'm like, that would not be allowed. That would not be something you could have a kid at. And maybe we shouldn't have a kid at, again, when it's a live performance. But Anna Eskamani, one of my favorite Democrats in the House, asked the question.
My district has been impacted by this, and so I'm curious. Yeah, the exposure of prosthetic organs, which is currently not prohibited under Florida law, is this a direct response to the Plaza Live and the Hyatt Regency Miami having complaints by DBR?
Representative Fine.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I can't speak to the motivations of others for that language, but it was not my own.
Representative Eskamani, in questions.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Where did that language come from then?
Representative Fine.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. My head.
Representative Eskamani.
I think Randy Fine is done playing because, you know, he is like the Democrats in the House hate him. The only person maybe that they dislike more than Alex Andrade for some of the bills that he's running is Randy Fine. And I think he's just tired of all the lip. He's just tired of fighting about this stuff. And, you know, Eskamani asked a question. He's just not playing.
Representative Eskamani. Questions on the bill.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. So can you just explain why did you add it to the bill then?
Representative Fine, the motivations for adding that to the bill.
I'm going to save that for later. Because I thought it was a good idea.
Representative Eskamani.
Like, like, I'm just not playing this game anymore.
All right, thank you. Do you also think that there's such a thing as family-friendly drag shows?
Representative Fine.
I'll be honest. I don't know. It's not anything I would ever choose to take my child to. But that's why this bill specifically has this lengthy definition of what would be adult live entertainment.
You know, that's an interesting question, right? It's not what he would take his kids to. But could there ever be a show where men are wearing women's clothes, okay, and performing on stage where that wouldn't run afoul of this definition? And I'm saying, having heard the definition as many times as I've heard it, I think yes, okay. And there are, and I have said this, I think that there's a lot, maybe too much concern about drag shows, even though I think that, you know, generally speaking, inappropriate for kids, and certainly some of them are very inappropriate for kids. Some of them should be banned. And that's what this bill is trying to do. But then the question is, well, isn't that already covered? The stuff that's lewd but not like nudity, you know, well, that's what it's trying to ban in the bill. But you have this high bar of, like, community standards across the entire state of Florida. It's just, it's a very difficult one. We'll come back to this conversation in a second, because this is a bill they're going to vote on the floor today in the House of Representatives. I'm sure there'll be a lot of fighting about this and the other ones. Candy's got Traffic on the Fives.
Traffic on the Fives brought to you by Topps Appliance in Milton. A traffic accident. This is a half a mile east of Gulf Breeze, the National Seashore. It looks like westbound one lane is blocked. Caution there. Topps Appliance featuring freezers, refrigerators, dishwashers, rangers, washers, and dryers from GE, Hot Point, Speed Queen, and more. Topps Appliance at Highway 90 in Milton. If you have traffic tips, text 437-1620. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Thanks so much, Candy. So back to the conversation about SB 1438. This is the colloquially known as the ban on minors attending drag shows, even though that's not specifically in the bill, Representative Angela Nixon, not one of my favorite Democrats in the House, by the way, but she asked the question.
With respect to other adult live performances, could that include burlesque performers and lingerie performing sexually suggesting and provocative dances?
Representative Fine.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. It would involve any performance that meets the 20-line definition of an adult live performance, as I've explained, and apparently is difficult for people to understand.
It's so over it. It's just over it. But no, that's a good question, too. But again, if somebody is walking on a stage in lingerie, let's say a woman, okay? Should a kid be there? That's a fair question. Well, depends on the nature of the walking, depends on the nature of the moving. Okay, I mean, true. Is there ever a situation where strangers walking in front of a kid in lingerie on a stage is appropriate? I mean, I think the question cuts the opposite way on her. Like, it's not that lingerie shows are good, therefore you ought to allow drag shows. I think it's more that these particular kinds of drag shows are bad. Therefore, we ought to be thinking about why kids would go to a lingerie parade to begin with, shouldn't we? Representative LaVon Bracey.
Why is this bill necessary if Florida Statute 847.013 already prohibits exposing minors to sexually explicit or harmful shows or performances? Why is this necessary?
Representative Fine.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, because they're happening, and obviously the statutes that we have in place is not adequate to make it stop.
Yeah, so that's the question. You know, there's already nudity, okay, that's banned, but this would be suggestive dancing, the prosthetics are built into this, there's other elements that are not currently in the law is what he's getting at. Question from Representative Catherine Waldron.
Why aren't you also including the same restrictions and penalties on business and parents for exposing minors to the same content in R-rated films, or did you just not think of it?
Representative Fine.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. This bill deals with adult live performances. Maybe a great bill for us to work on together if I'm here next session.
Right? I mean, well, we could work on that too. Why not? She continues.
Why are we taking away a parent's right to determine suitable content for only performances and shows?
And by the way, that to me is the heart of the issue, is to what degree are we going to restrict parental rights to raise kids the way they want to be raised, right? That's the issue where you could make some traction with conservatives. That's the issue that really matters here.
Representative Fine.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. We've already done that in statute. A parent who would choose to take their child into a strip club, which again would be a parental choice to certain kinds of content, cannot do that today. That ship has already sailed. We're just sort of expanding and redefining that definition. But that's something I think every member in this room, I'd like to believe, would think that an adult should be, that we should be able to censor the decisions of what kinds of content a parent should be able to expose their child to.
Because, for example, you know, you can't be giving kids porn. You know, like there are limits on this kind of stuff, right? And that's the point, is we've already made a decision as a community, as a state, that there are some things parents might want to do to or with their children that they cannot do to or with their children. The question is not if there's a line, it's where that line gets drawn. 820 on News Radio 92.3. I'll be honest, I was down on this bill for a while because I thought that it wasn't accomplishing anything that isn't already banned. The more I've listened again to it, I think I'm actually up on this bill because I do think it is trying to, and it's not specific to drag shows, even though that's the way it gets described. It is to other kinds of performances where kids are exposed to things that they really shouldn't see. Even though I have a pretty robust and hardy protection for what parents can expose their kids to. And, you know, I want to make sure to protect that as well. 820 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. If you're 64, turning 65, you're going to switch over from whatever health insurance you had onto Medicare. And that can be a bit of a concerning change because you're not familiar with it. And, you know, people might be calling you, people might be writing you letters, and it might feel a little bit overwhelming, like, what's up? No, it's real easy, okay? It's super easy. And here's what you do. You call my friend Ricky Stewart. She's got an insurance agency. Her whole family does insurance. This is the slice that she does at 341-2185, and she'll walk you through it. What supplement? What's Advantage? What's Medicaid? Do I qualify? Which A, B, D? Which one of these things is all of that? It's easy. Seriously, very, very easy. She'll walk you through all of it. If I were 64, I would be calling her. 341-2185 for Ricky Stewart Insurance.
Advertising, marketing, digital marketing. These are words you hear a lot about in today's world, but what exactly do they mean? How do you get started? Where do you get started? Well, you can start by tuning in to the Pensacola Expert Panel this morning at 9 to join me, Tasca King, and I'll show you how to navigate through the changing and fast-growing landscape of digital advertising. That's today at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
When you were 18, you spent your spring break in Cancun. The party was legendary, and you speak of it often, even though you don't remember half of it. The geeky kid who sat across from you in math class stayed home, practicing calculus. You made fun of her. A lot. That is, until last year, when you owed the IRS a lot of money and called the certified public accountants at Banakis & Associates. And she answered the phone. Who's laughing now? The number crunchers at Banakis & Associates live and breathe accounting and tax preparation. It's practically in their DNA. When you need to know what the heck a Form 656-PPV is, call Banakis & Associates. When you need a QuickBooks Pro advisor, call Banakis & Associates. When you need someone who practices long division for fun, call Banakis & Associates. Now in the historic district on 120 South Alkanes and online at flacpas.com. Banakis & Associates. Leave the numbers to the experts.
It's the biggest party of the year. Unfiltered, off-kilter, and a little unhinged with PLT's Cabaret Off-Broadway. Saturday, May 6th, Cabaret's Playhouse theme transforms the theater and surrounding block into an indoor-outdoor entertainment complex, seamlessly fusing local art and celebration to showcase art as the life of the party. Come immerse yourself in the best of Pensacola's art scene. Get your tickets now before it sells out at the Pensacola Little Theater box office or online at PensacolaLittleTheater.com.
Hi, I'm Terrence A. Gross. As many of you know, I am a local board-certified personal injury lawyer, and I have practiced in this community for almost 40 years. Our law firm handles only people that have been injured due to the negligence of another. Join me this Wednesday at 10:30 on Pep Talk as we discuss all aspects of personal injury law.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
When you listen to News Radio 92.3 on Saturdays, you get The Garden Line Encore at 9, At Home with Gary Sullivan at 10, Swan Capital at 1, Let's Go Pensacola at 4.
This sucks more than anything that I've ever sucked before.
Oh, man, we're getting plenty of good texts in on the whole drag show ban or the prurient live performance You know, it's hard, it's reminiscent to me of the old Two Live Crew days, right? Like, you know, don't go perform in Broward County, man. And that was national news back for me. I was like in college in Illinois, but we knew that story.
They played Big Daddies here in Pensacola when it existed in 2000 something. And I was trying to take pictures and they're like, Two Live Crew don't want you taking no pictures of them. they had more security than Mary and Barry.
That's funny. Get your rum shaker out. Somebody says, this is the end of bikini contests on the beach. Interesting. Are minors present? Interesting. You know, somebody else says lingerie in public in front of kids, go to any Walmart in the state. I mean, you know, like that's to some degree, not uniquely Walmart, but right. I mean, people dress in all kinds of bizarre ways. So the real test is, again, you know, prurient interest, lewd display. Does it violate community standards of what's normal for a kid? These are all they sound vague because in some sense they are. But also, those are the legal standards we typically talk about, the Miller test. You know, it can't have artistic or redeeming value. I'm trying to think, you know, like somebody says, well, if there's no alcohol, drag shows are probably fine. And my answer is, I think a lot of drag shows would be fine. It's when you start gyrating and grinding and doing, you know, and doing simulated lap dances and stuff like that. That's when this bill would kick into effect. That's when it would be for adults only. 825 on News Radio 92.3. Candy's got traffic on the fives.
And watching, it looks like an accident, a mile east of Gulf Breeze, the National Seashore, 98. Westbound one lane is blocked. Traffic tips, text 437-1620. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Thanks, Candy. Barberry Plumbing, if you've got any kind of issue with the bathroom, you got to, you know, the pipes are leaking. The pipes make sounds when you flush the toilet. The pipes don't produce enough hot water. They don't produce enough water. There's whatever's going on. Flat rate pricing by the job, not by the hour. Barberry Plumbing, they will fix it for you. No problems. 437-1620. Somebody else had said, it went right out of my brain. Somebody else had a good question on this topic, and I'll have to find it while David Wayne is telling us about the news. David?
The Massachusetts Air National Guardsman accused of leaking national defense documents is due in court in Boston today. This morning's hearing is to determine whether 21-year-old Jack DeShera should remain in federal custody. The city of Indio, California, hitting its signature event with a $117,000 fine. City officials there say the Coachella Music Festival violated curfew rules last weekend. Concerts kept going apparently more than 20 minutes after the mandatory cutoff time of midnight on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And if a concert goes 5 minutes over curfew, that's a daily fine of $20,000 with an extra $1,000 for each minute over they go. That's a lot of money. Expecting an update today on a search for the suspect in the Dadeville, Alabama birthday party shooting. Alabama law enforcement officials will be holding a press conference that's scheduled for 10 o'clock this morning. So far, no arrests have been made. No information about that suspect has been released.
All right. Thanks so much, David. 827 here on News Radio 92.3. Have you seen the Pudding Fingers ad?
I have. I know.
This is so disappointing. So the background of this is that somebody claimed to have seen Governor DeSantis on a plane, I think it was, eating a pudding cup with three fingers instead of a spoon. That's the background allegation.
That's the bad part about DeSantis.
Yeah, exactly. Like, that's the thing. So there's a pro Trump ad out there that you don't really hear it as much, but you see it on the screen. Is it's got this faceless guy eating pudding with his fingers.
That's right. It doesn't even look like it's supposed to be DeSantis.
It doesn't even look anything like DeSantis, yeah. But it says, here's what you hear over top of that background imagery.
Ron DeSantis loves sticking his fingers where they don't belong. And we're not just talking about pudding. DeSantis has his dirty fingers all over senior entitlements, like cutting Medicare, slashing Social Security, even raising our retirement age. Tell Ron DeSantis to keep his pudding fingers off our money. Oh, and somebody get this man a spoon.
Make America Great Again, Inc. is responsible for the content of this advertisement.
So on the one hand, I hate this ad because it's so just, it's all the things that are wrong with politics, but it is funny. It's pudding fingers, Ron. I'm sorry. I love Governor DeSantis. I'm a big supporter. I hate the way Trump does politics. And
well,
this is
dude, shouldn't Trump be concentrating on himself?
Maybe.
You know, instead of attacking somebody that's not even running for president yet?
That's right.
About pudding fingers?
About pudding fingers.
God, thank God I'm not running.
I do think, though, if you stack the recent, you know, who's winning the ad war in general, not against each other, right, but who's winning the, who's put out the best ads recently? Well, the best ad in this space was clearly the DeSantis ad.
Team DeSantis presents
Real Man.
of women's sports.
Today, we recognize the men who've hacked the system.
Hacked the system!
Once mediocre in the men's division, now cream of the crop in the women's.
From mediocre to champion!
You couldn't cut it with the boys, so you pushed women off the podium.
Real men steal first place.
Because without you, sports would be fair. Without you, women's sports would be for, well, women. Oh,
that's a great ad. I mean, that's just genuinely
That's
funny.
Really, 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 really,
really funny.
Funny.
829 News Radio 92.3. Oh, somebody texts in. This was the one I had forgotten about. Don't we have more important things to legislate than drag shows or bathroom uses or whatever? And the answer is, yeah, of course. I mean, of course this is not the most important thing. But laws deal with big, huge, enormous things and little, smaller things and cultural things. I mean, we can, you know, not to do too much cliche borrowing, but, you know, we can walk and chew gum at the same time, okay? And, you know, we can deal with the big stuff, we can deal with the little stuff, and the level of fighting over this is kind of an indication that it's not quite as little as you might think. David Wayne, what do you have coming up in your news, sir?
TSA equipment upgrades mean you might need to get to the airport early. More after Fox.
Fox News, I'm Therese Crowley. Air National Guardsman Jack Teixeira due back in court shortly for a detention hearing, accused of posting military intelligence secrets online. The Air Force stripped his Cape Cod unit, the 102nd Intelligence Wing, of its security mission. Congress holds an open hearing on UFOs for only the second time in the history of the mystery. The Senate Armed Services Committee on Emerging Threats. The sole witness is the director of the Office of Unidentified Aerial Phenomena. Is anyone out there? SpaceX founder Elon Musk tells Fox's Tucker Carlson.
I think if anyone would know about aliens on Earth, it would probably be me.
I would think.
Yeah, I'm like, you know, very familiar with space stuff. And I've seen no evidence of aliens.
If he does, Musk tells Tucker he will tweet it out. America is listening to Fox News.
Good morning. It's 8:31 at News Radio 92.3, 67 sunshine in Pensacola. Well, starting next week, TSA is going to be going through some equipment upgrades. That could mean delays, though, at security checkpoints at the Pensacola International
We're
Airport.
We're going to ask people, you know, stick with the TSA numbers. They recommend 2 hours beforehand. And we're going to stick with that. We don't always operate all four lanes. Sometimes, depending on the throughput, we're only at two lanes.
Airport Director Matt Coughlin there, and he says they'll be replacing and upgrading 4 CT scanners. Those are the scanners that check your carry-on bags. TSA will be taking one lane out of service at a time. Each lane will take about 3 weeks to replace, with training on the new equipment also being needed for the TSA agents. This project not expected to wrap up until later on this summer. Florida's going to be spending millions of dollars to fight algal blooms. Governor DeSantis announced yesterday the state awarded almost $14 million for innovative technologies with short-term solutions to harmful algal blooms. This follows up on recommendations made by the Blue-Green Algae Task Force that Governor DeSantis created. He says these projects will help identify new ways to treat, predict, and respond to blue-green algal blooms and protect our environment and our economy as well. Another Florida Republican not supporting Governor DeSantis, though, for 2024. CNN reporting yesterday, Fort Pierce Congressman Brian Mast has decided to endorse Donald Trump for the GOP presidential primary. This would make 7 Florida House members endorsing Trump instead of Governor DeSantis, who has not yet officially decided to run. Hillsborough County Congresswoman Laurel Lee also announced yesterday she will be endorsing DeSantis, though. Well, we've got an update on that officer-involved shooting in Jacksonville today. A man is dead and a police officer hurt after this. It happened last night outside of a hospital on Old St. Augustine Road in Jacksonville. A hospital spokesperson says the police officer was shot while investigating a suspicious person in the parking lot. The Jacksonville Sheriff's Office says that officer is in stable condition today. Other officers at the scene returned fire. The suspect was killed. The treasurer of a local Little League organization, who's also a teacher at Northview High School, now accused of misusing over $16,000 in funds. Paula Pugh, the treasurer and bookkeeper for the Northwest Escambia Little League, is accused of using that money for personal use between July of 2021 and December of last year.
Somebody like that
that's teaching our kids in school and then goes out and does something like this don't need to be in the school system, period, and don't need to be associated with any of these ballparks.
And that reaction from one grandfather who talked with Channel 3 about the situation. Investigators say they uncovered 43 different transactions that were deemed as being for personal use. Pugh was arrested on Tuesday. Officials in Okaloosa County say they sank a vessel off of their coastline to create a new environment for the Gulf's marine life. The RMS Cyclops was sunk yesterday. This is just about 8 nautical miles south of the Destin Pass. Now, the precise coordinates are going to be posted on the News Radio website if you're interested in finding that new reef. It's 8:35 at News Radio 92.3, and Candy has a look at our traffic on the fives.
Accident at National Seashore. This is Highway 98, about a half mile east of Gulf Breeze. Westbound one lane is blocked. That's what that is. If you have traffic tips, you can text 437-1620. And this is brought to you by the Florida Department of Agriculture and Consumer Service. Produce tastes better when it's grown closer to home. So eat good tonight. Look for the Sunny Fresh from Florida logo while you shop. A message from the Florida Department of Agriculture and Consumer Service. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Good Wednesday, middle of the work week. To finish out the rest of the work week, we do have highs in the upper 70s to lower 80s with sunny skies. Low temperatures a little bit chilly on Wednesday morning, but Thursday and Friday morning see low temperatures warm back into the 60s. If you're looking for our next rain chance, it's Saturday morning at 60% chances, and then a cold front moves in and cools our temperatures back to below normal for the weekend. That's your weather forecast for now. I'm meteorologist Joseph Neubauer, reporting here at WEAR News. Have a great day.
And right now, it's warming up nice, 68 degrees. That sun shining on a beautiful morning here. 66 in Gulf Breeze, 58 in Milton.
This is Pastor Carl Gallops of the Hickory Hammock Baptist Church in Milton, Florida. Are you and your family looking for a church that when Sunday morning rolls around, you can say, oh good, it's time to go to church? Well, let me invite you to consider worshiping with us at Hickory Hammock Baptist Church, where multiplied hundreds of people say these very words every Sunday. We are doctrinally sound, featuring the exaltation of Jesus Christ and the clear contextual preaching of the Bible. And the Bible is made relevant and exciting. You're convicted, challenged, encouraged, and uplifted at the same time. We have premier youth ministries, children's ministries, senior adult ministries, Bible studies, and missions outreach. We have a team of pastoral counselors offering guidance for your Christian and family life. You can find out everything you'd want to know about us on our huge and highly interactive website at hickoryhammockbaptist.org. Let me give you an open invitation to worship at Hickory Hammock Baptist Church this Sunday morning. And then the next Sunday, you'll say, oh good, it's time to go to church. I kid you not, regular members and even first-time guests say it every single Sunday.
ECUA's free recycling coach app is here. Discover which materials are recyclable, receive automatic reminders on waste collection, schedules, and holiday update, and use the report a problem feature to schedule a special pickup or report a missed pickup. What's more, there's educational information on a wide variety of recycling topics and resources. Download the Recycling Coach app today with the App Store or Play Store. Also accessible from the ECUA website. That's ecua.fl.gov.
As a small business owner, what keeps you up at night? Just knowing if your email got hacked or your phone system went down, it could cost you thousands in revenue, as well as your reputation. That's where Data Revolution comes in with their unique position to take care of you and your business IT support, phone systems, cybersecurity, and more. Secure it and sleep better at night by going to datarevs.com. Winner of the 2021 Best of the Bay for IT support, datarevs.com.
Your money now this morning, the market opening down here at the opening bell. The Dow Jones down 131.69 at 33,844.94. S&P 500 down 1878 at 41,36.09. And the NASDAQ down 67.55 at 12,85.38 this morning. The U.S. 10-year bond rate up, though, 3.61% this morning. And gold prices are down today at $1,996.90. Silver prices at $25.24. Well, there will be no trial in the Dominion voting systems defamation lawsuit against Fox News. Dominion was suing Fox for $1.6 billion for allegedly spreading misinformation about their voting machines in 2020. The two sides reached a settlement of $787 million. Fox is still facing another $2.7 billion lawsuit from Smartmatic, another voting tech company. How much cash do you have in your wallet? Well, Bree Tennis says it probably depends on your age.
The Washington Post says 50% of all Americans have about 20 bucks in their wallet at any given time. 7% carry more than $100. But if you're a millennial, it's zero. Payments.com say millennials are the cashless generation, although baby boomers are embracing the digital wallet. About 23% of the 59 to 77 age group use it, but 79% of Gen Xers say cash is their most frequent payment option. I'm Bree Tennis, NBC News Radio.
I'm just wondering who has 20 bucks. Netflix ending its DVD by mail service yesterday. The company announced customers will no longer be able to receive DVD rentals after September 29th of this coming fall. Netflix has mailed out over 5 billion DVDs since the program's inception in 1998. It's 8:40. Our next news at 9. Breaking news anytime it happens. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3.
Tune in to News Radio Pensacola on the FM dial at 92.3 and 95.3. Listen on the AM dial at 1620. Stream us online at newsradio923.com or download the News Radio Pensacola app. You can also listen to podcasts of all of our local shows on demand and get news and traffic alerts. Listen to local talk shows in the morning and afternoon drive, and we're Pensacola's home for Brian Kilmeade. News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Everybody was kung fu fighting.
I admire your deductive processes.
Ooh, yeah, I'm going to have to go ahead and sort of disagree with you there.
Oh, idiot.
Food fight!
Gentlemen, you can't fight in here. This is the war room.
This conversation can serve no purpose anymore. Goodbye.
So I got a really interesting comment from somebody earlier in the morning about this topic, and it just kind of made me think, oh, that's a really great question. We got to talk about that. Because it was unrelated, and telling you the backstory of where the comment wouldn't really help much. But the question I have for you today for the frivolous topic, which is actually weirdly not frivolous, it's just not news, is what was the most useful college class you took? And, you know, I don't mean the class you liked the most. Oh, they might be the same. I mean the class that you look back and you're like, oh, man, that has really been useful. Because, you know, for a lot of people, they would look at, like, you know, Calc 2 and say, I never had to use that ever again in my life. And for a lot of people, they might be like, man, thank God I took differential equations.
Yeah, right?
You're weird, but okay, fine. So 437-1620, when you went to college, what was the, like, genuinely useful class that you are so grateful that you got exposed to or that you took? Candy, do you have one?
I've got a psychology, abnormal psych, all of those, family all relationships. Right. And then I took a class at PS.
Wait, because it was useful or because it was interesting or both?
Both. Okay, both. Gotcha. And it is. It's very eye-opening to see, like, how other people think and maybe why you think that way, or maybe like what happened to you as a child could affect you for the rest of you know, just stuff like
you
that.
You mean
stuff
you metaphorically, know. Not you, Andrew McKay. Because
yes.
The reason I think the way I do is because of logic and evidence.
Absolutely. And that's what I tell everybody when I meet them, that you think that way because of logic
and evidence.
Right, evidence. But I took a class at PSC back when it was PJC, like quite a few years ago. And I took Intro to Computers because MySpace was happening. And so okay. I thought I'd look, you know, how do I make my words blue? And it turned out to be like a, oh my gosh, can't I think of the name of it now, spreadsheets and Excel and Microsoft, and
okay.
I took the wrong class, and I was too embarrassed to get out of it, and it was the best class I've ever taken.
Oh,
I
awesome.
Took it by mistake, and the guy was so nice, and just, I was like the old adult.
So the best class you ever took in college was the one you took by error.
I took by mistake.
That's
I
hilarious.
Took a handful of classes. I took journalism at PSC thinking that'd be a breeze, and nope. I passed. I got an A, but man, I had to work. I thought that'd be easy. Broadcasting, still tough.
You know who's got more journalism classes between the two of us?
Probably you.
No, you. Zero for me. I've never taken a journalism class.
You're kidding. No. I've taken like 5.
Yeah, see? I got ethics and logic and history and poli-sci and then, you know, on-the-job training, but, you know, no formal journalism training of any kind whatsoever. Just FYI, you know, if that matters to you. Just
I am jaw-dropped.
I know.
Yeah, I'll say later.
Some people are like, oh, I knew it. I totally knew it.
No, you are fantastic. I always tell him this between sweet. Off the air because I would never say it out loud. But no, like you're a fantastic interviewer too. Like I always want to like kind. Pussyfoot around stuff and go, oh, what? And you're just like, well, why is this?
Yeah, okay, why great. Is it this way?
Yeah.
437, wow. You're very sweet. 437, 1620. Somebody says typing as a college class. Interesting. Okay. I took typing in like seventh grade. Ninth grade. Excuse me. It was high school. I was just trying to think for a second. But no, very, very useful, practically useful. Somebody here says differential equations was actually the best class I ever took because I knew after the first 2 weeks that I needed to get into sales. Where you still need to be good at math.
You learned that in radio real quick, too.
Yeah, that's true.
You should go into sales if you want to drive a car that's nice.
I was thinking about this question for me, 437-1620. What was the most useful college class you took, like genuinely useful to you in your life? Not, you know, crucial to my major or something like that. And not, frankly, even like the most interesting maybe, but the one that's really like served you the best maybe over the years. And I was thinking about this for me, and yeah, it's none of my philosophy classes. Good Lord. I have stories about that. It was a poli-sci class I took, probably would be my answer, on statistics and polling.
Isn't that interesting?
Poli-sci 328 yeah. with Greg Diamond. And I learned all about how to do good and bad surveys and what to look out for and what mistakes to make and how statistical sampling works. And that was a tremendously useful class for me in understanding, I mean, a pretty broad swath of news content and knowing which questions to ask of whether those polls really make sense. And
skew statistics, right, which the median, the mode.
And also like that and then background math played a hefty dose in what I was able to do with COVID for 2 years and, right. You know, understanding all that stuff.
Which but, one in Marconi? Go ahead.
Yeah, thank you. But no, all of that stuff with that was one that I wouldn't have predicted in advance, but certainly has been very useful. And, you know, knowing how seriously or not to take various reports of public. By the way, I think polling ought to be illegal. I'm just telling you, that's my view. Not of sentiment so much, but of political races. Constitutional law. The only class I got a C in college, one of the best classes I ever took. And now, ironically, I'm all into constitutional law. But, you know, sometimes you got to not do so great at something and then pushes you in another direction. 437-1620, 437-1620. Candy's got traffic on the fives.
An intro to funeral directing, should you ever get the chance to take that clip. Pretty interesting. 95A and Old Chemstrand Road in Cantonment showing an accident with no roadblock. 29 northbound, right at the interstate. It's not showing a roadblock, just a possibility of a roadblock. It's 29 northbound at I-10. That's exit 10A, I imagine. And a traffic accident half mile east of Gulf Breeze. This is the National Seashore. One of the lanes blocked. If you have traffic tips, text 437-1620, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
You know, one of the easiest things for me to represent about Frontier Motors is the selection. Easy because, I mean, the numbers make sense to me. 300 different cars, trucks on the lot at any moment. 1, 2, 3 years old, low miles, great condition. Easy to compare side by side cars that are almost new, vans and trucks that are almost new to each other, you know, and figure out what you really want. But not just that, is because that's why we bought from Frontier Motors. They literally had a car, a Honda Odyssey, that we couldn't find anywhere else. We called it our unicorn because it was not available to test drive. And they just happened to have one. We liked it so much that we wound up buying it. Because of their selection. So for me, talking about Frontier Motors, like the real reason I went to Frontier Motors was they had a car that nobody else had, that they had that kind of selection. So when I talk about them having a great selection, a great variety of cars and trucks to look at anytime, that's what drew me there in the beginning. Frontier Motors, serving the Pensacola community for more than 25 years. Behind that big buffalo on Beverly Parkway, be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hi. 847 on News Radio 92.3, somebody says, not college, but high school typing. Again, no, yeah, right. I think that typing is a crucial, crucial class. Somebody here says, least useful, CLEP. I don't know what that is. English 1 and 2. And a 1 hour research papers class for each of them to write the required 6,000 words to get an AA. Wow, I agree. I understand that. The one for me that was also very useful, this was a college class. I was going to not graduate because my advisors hadn't done right. And I also had not figured out that I was short a credit in biology, of all things. Okay. Oh. And so I took an independent study in evolutionary biology as a senior. And best class I took. In college, it was fantastic. I read, Phil Kitcher and E.O. Wilson and Richard Dawkins, you know, all three of his, you know, books on evolutionary biology. Extremely useful class for me because even though I don't subscribe to evolution, I can teach it better than most people who believe in it. I understand it better than most people believe in it. And that's, you know, when I'm always telling you about, like, understand the other side. Take time to think about what they think and why they think it and how they argue for it and what their evidence is, because until you can do that, you don't really understand your own views. And by the way, and I did believe in it back then, by the way. 848 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Somebody here says a 300-level marketing class was their most useful class. I can believe that. I'm Andrew McKay.
Hey, this is Dr. Ben McMillan. I do a show on the Pensacola Expert Panel. We talk about your health problems.
Let me educate you about the Activator method of adjusting, which offers a safe and effective alternative to traditional manual adjustments. So whether you've been hurt in a car accident or been suffering from back or neck pain, chiropractic care could be your solution and not just a temporary fix.
Join me this Friday on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
The Pete Moore Imports lineup of Volkswagen crossovers and SUVs will fit your lifestyle and your particular budget, whether a Taos, Tiguan, or Atlas. Pete Moore offers you smart choices, starting with the 2023 VW Taos. This sporty crossover is a joy to drive and is packed with technology. Right now, a 2023 Taos SE is discounted to start from $31,439. The 2023 Tiguan SE comes with third-row seating, modern looks, and cargo capacity to hold plenty. It's discounted to start from $32,899. And for the ultimate comfort and more than enough room for your family, friends, and furry companions, the VW Atlas is built for adventure. The 23 Atlas SE with technology now from $41,599. Pete Moore Imports has the selection and prices you've been searching for. They're not in Car City, but at 106 New Warrington Road, Pensacola.
Sale price before tax, title, and dealer fees. See dealer for details.
Are you ready to start saving money on your energy bill? Join Compass Solar Energy tomorrow at 10:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Compass Solar has been locally owned and operated here in the Pensacola area for over 20 years, and they are Northwest Florida's premier solar company. Call in with your questions as we all navigate through the rising cost of energy. That's tomorrow at 10:30 with Compass Solar Energy and the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Things keep getting bigger and better at Darrell Sewing of Pensacola. Darrell Sewing is the largest sewing machine dealer in the Pensacola area, offering a variety of sewing machines, sergers, and embroidery systems, plus a large selection of sewing machine furniture, craft supplies, and fabrics. Financing is available too. Call him today, 850-438-5444. Darrell Sewing, located at 6705 North Davis Highway, between Creighton and Burgess. Online at sewingintpensacola.com.
Get your finances in order and become financially free with Dave Ramsey. Weekdays 1 to 4 after Brian Kilmeade on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
You know the thing about a Shaggy's getting... lifeless eyes, black eyes, like a doll's eyes.
Sorry about that little gap in time. My computer decided that it wasn't plugged in properly.
I was going to start singing a cappella.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't like it when the AI fights back, man. 852 here on News Radio 92.3. Yeah, that's exactly right. I am concerned. Speaking of that, did you happen to see the photograph that won the international photography competition that wasn't a photograph?
I did, and it was great.
It's genuine. It's haunting. It's moving. You look at it, and you're like, oh, that is fantastic. That's AI. What? Come on. Come on. Because what we've wanted to say about AI is that AI can't do the artsy things. Like, AI can't do the meaning thing, you know, and grab people's, but it really can. And the guy who did it, Boris Elgidson, I assume that's how you say his name. I'm doing my best I can with it. Anyway, he turned in the award. He said, no, this was AI. I can't take the award. Gotcha. I mean, but he had some really interesting things to say about the genre.
I think it's very important not to call it AI photography, but to say it's something in itself. The discussion in the community came up with a very interesting term by a Peruvian photographer, and he said basically it's promptography. It's done with prompts. And photography was done with light before. So I think it's very important to differ it by terms.
So promptography rather than photography, because it's based on prompts rather than light. That's an interesting thought.
And then to have an open discussion in the photography world, is the umbrella of photography large enough to say, okay, it's part of it? Because it is related. The language, the visual language is the same. Promptography learned its look from photography, but it's different at the same time. Do we want to put it into one basket, or would it be a mistake?
I'm telling you, I see a near future where the little gold oval on the product is going to say made by humans, you know, or made 30% by humans or something. I mean, like, the book written by humans. We're heading in that direction, and we're not far away, frankly. 854 here on News Radio 92.3. If you're buying or selling a home, what do you want? You want somebody who's going to do it well, right? Who knows what they're doing, who knows all the ins and outs, and if there's any kind of issue, they're going to figure that out or fix it because they know how to do it. Christina Leavenworth, look, there's about 3,000 realtors on the MLS that can buy and sell homes right now. Okay, 3,000. Of those, 1,600 have sold zero homes in the first quarter of the year. 20 have sold more than 20, 7 have sold more than 30. Christina has sold 36, and she's got 29 more under contract, so 65 all told in the first quarter of the year. Who do you want selling your home? Hey, you make a choice. I mean, people, maybe you prefer a realtor that, you know, you're friends with. That's fine. You make your choice. It's just a question of, do you want, you know, somebody that you're a friend with, and they sold one home last year, because that's common, selling one or two or no homes, or do you want somebody who sold, you know, 230 homes? Because she knows what she's doing and her team gets it done. You know that because you've heard me talk about her so many different times in so many different ways. 723-9158 for Christina Leavenworth and her team at Levin Rinke Realty. 855, Candy's got traffic on the fives.
And just real quick, speaking of AI, and I know that it's probably bad, but if you want a good laugh, look up the words Will Smith, AI, and spaghetti. If somebody asked them to make an AI of Will Smith eating spaghetti, although it looks like Will Smith had a baby with Admiral Akbar, and that's who's eating spaghetti.
Yeah,
it's a trap. It looks like the roads are fine. Not showing any roadblocks this morning. 98 seems to have picked up, and certainly if you have traffic tips, text 437-1620, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
This is not something I can unsee.
I know, it's so funny. I know, I can't stop.
This is an example of how we don't need to be afraid of the AI, because it comes up with really awful, horrible, even the developers of The Outer Limits wouldn't do this kinds of stuff.
It's so great.
It's
awesome.
Disturbing. I'm closing the window.
I know.
I feel like I'm going to be on search lists now because of
AI.
That.
AI. You are.
Yeah, CI.
Yeah,
now. Don't be worried. Oh, by the way, this is a thing that just came up suddenly yesterday that PSC, we have a student at PSC, one of our kids is dual enrolled, and PSC had their Pirate Fest yesterday. And
I didn't know anything about this, but
Pirate Fest is basically, it's where the adults get to pretend to be kids. It was all like bounce houses for adults. Like there was a human foosball one where you got to play soccer and hold on to that. Was fun. There was a rock climbing wall. There was a joust tower where you climb up about, I don't know, 15 feet and you joust somebody else off of a narrow, and I jousted against Troy Moon and I won. Take that, Troy.
Wow.
Videos proof. It was good. And
very
then
nice
they had a trampoline with bungee cords, and they had a, you know, in Wipeout, they have the big red balls that you run across.
Yeah.
I got to try that way harder than I ever thought it was going to be.
Oh,
those
that's
are
way
super
harder.
Hard.
Trampolines look fun too as an adult.
So you get on them and they are
fun.
Yeah,
then you're dying.
And then I'm sore all day today. that happened.
I'm sore for you.
But the one thing that made me laugh out of the whole event, and they had free food from, they had Kona Ice was doing free, and 3D Eats was doing free food. It was fantastic. Mm. The one thing, I'm sitting there eating my food, and I'm listening to the music that they've got set up for all of the, you know, 18 to 21-year-olds who are all in college at PSC. And all of a sudden, it occurs to me that this is absolutely my son's music, and I am absolutely too old.
This is what they were playing?
Uh-huh. This was the background rave that was happening while I was eating my pork sandwich.
Pacifier.
And I all of a sudden, I'm like, Where'd my neon? 858 on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. I got to talk to Ed Meadows real briefly, too. President Meadows came
there.
You know, walked around, shook people's hands, said hi. It was a neat event. It was really cool.
Love it.
Lots of fun.
Love
Candy, not you for traffic, but how about you play the music? Thank you.
Future news.
Time for future news. All right. We're calling it the truck tickler. It's the chimes bar that is going to, you know, when you drive a truck through the chimes, it'll warn you not to hit that bridge. Mayor D.C. Reeves is proposing this on the south and the north side of 17th Avenue. Will it get approved? Will it solve the problem?
Yes and yes.
Yes and 50%. I'm hearing the Bankhead Tunnel has something like this, and people still drive right through them and hit the tunnel. So, you know, you're not going to solve all of human nature. Will the Fox lawsuit against Dominion mean that Fox loses the other lawsuits against, you know, these other manufacturers that have brought, or other, you know, voting systems that have brought lawsuits?
Well, I mean, now they're, I don't know, it looks like they buckled like a belt.
Yeah,
so.
The cash register is like open. Me. The only question is price. Yeah, no, I think they're going to pay out a bunch of these different things. And the trans bills today on bathrooms, on surgery for kids, and on drag shows, are those all going to pass?
Yes.
They are. They are going to pass.
Listen on air at 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. News Radio 92.3.